time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Brian Patch and Bob Leverett here at the Portside Fieldhouse with another Friday night MAC action basketball game with the Parkway Panthers coming into again the Portside to take on the Indians. And Bobby Leverett, how are we doing?
We're doing well tonight. Good, pretty decent crowd on hand. Looking for a nice battle tonight between the Panthers and the Indians. Should be a good one.
Yeah, and recap here the JV game a little bit, and then I think Bob's going to get to you Parkway a little bit about the Parkway Panthers. For the JV game, it was 13-10 Parkway at the halftime, and then at the end of regulation, Fort was up, and we ended up losing the ball, and they come down, and they hit a shot to tie, and they send it to overtime, and the Indians come up on the short end in overtime, 36-35. Owen Judy had 23 points of our 35 for us, had a great night for that young sophomore, shooting the ball really well in the year. Caleb Evers chipped in with 6, Cal Ramo with 3, Ross Pearson with 2, and Kobe Wendell with 1. Riley Heiser and Daniel Patz saw some action but did not score for the Indians. And a little update on the Panthers there, Bob.
Yeah, so Parkway comes in tonight. They are 2-2. Won their first game of the season 64-34 over Waynesville Goshen. Lost a tough one to Botkins 45-43. Knocked off Van Wert in game 3 66-56. And lost, I believe it was in overtime, to Crestview 63-56. Obviously, Crestview comes here tomorrow night, so we'll kind of get a taste of what we got expected tomorrow. But so yeah, they're 2-2. A pretty veteran roster. They got quite a few seniors. Dylan Hughes, Coach Hughes' son, as a sophomore, 6'4" junior, one of the leaders on the team. So we got the 2-1 Indians against the 2-2 Parkway Panthers tonight, Brian.
All right. Well, we will take a short break here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and we'll hear some words from our sponsors.
This is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. The holiday party season is here, so let us help you with your party planning. Call us for our famous chicken. We can make you any amount, large or small. Just call us ahead of time at 419-375-2865 and let us know what you need. We'll have it ready to go for you. Just give us a few days' notice for larger orders. Don't forget about our popular veggie trays, fruit trays, and our new sandwich trays. And, of course, our 3 different sizes of meat and cheese trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order, and while you're here picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of our delicious cheese balls and the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, we have it all. Let Wayne Street Market take the work out of your party planning. Just give us a call at 419-375-2865 and see what we can do to make your party plans easier. Wayne Street Market, your holiday party headquarters.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your KFIH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Enclave front-wheel drive with leather, heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with 33,000 miles for only $22,900. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with only 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right. right in. We are back here. We are getting ready here for the national anthem, so we will take a short break here again. But just to let you know, the on air tonight, we do have the Parkway Panthers and the Fort Recovery Indians here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. If you've had enough turkey for a while, we have some great butcher specials for you. We have ribeye steaks for only $5.99 a pound, and our New York strips are $4.99 a pound. We also have our boneless pork chops for $3.49 a pound, and our chicken leg quarters are just 79 cents a pound for a 10-pound bag. For a delicious new side dish, try the new microwave-ready little potatoes. They're tiny, bite-sized whole potatoes, ready in 5 minutes. In the one-pound pack, we have savory herb or garlic parsley for $3.79. And to get you in the Christmas spirit, we have some beautiful poinsettias. Our small ones are $5.69 and the large ones are $8.39. Stop in and check out these great specials as well as many other special prices on your favorite items throughout the store. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
Doesn't love getting ready for the holidays? Decorating, baking, a little online shopping, a tablet for Chloe, a video game for Ben, a smartphone for Jack, and faster internet to make them all work at once. More devices in your home means it takes more bandwidth to power them all. To upgrade your internet, call Wabash at 419-942-1111. Visit them online at wabash.com or stop by their local offices and get ready for happier holidays. Wabash, your local provider of internet, TV, and phone service.
All right, and we are back here with the starting lineups, and the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely, is getting ready to go through the Parkway Panthers starting lineup. And tonight here, we'll have Bob read those for us.
Yeah, for Parkway tonight, we've got Corey Walls, a 6'2 senior, number 10. Dylan Hughes, 6'4 junior, number 20. Number 22, Caden Slusher, a 5'10 sophomore. Nick Hawk, number 32, a 6'1 senior. And the big man in the middle, Caleb Kinney, 6'4 senior, number 40. How about for the Indians, Brian? Who we got tonight?
All right, and we have for the Indians tonight, we have senior Grant Kanapke, 6'3" senior. Number two, Regan Martin, who's a junior, stands in at 6'2". We have number three, Derek Judy, he stands in at 6'1". In the middle for us as a forward, we have number 12, a junior, Clay Schmidt, who's 6'5". And the man in the middle is Brian Ben, number 41, who's a 6'5" junior. So, if you have not been out here to the Fort site with the starting lineups, we have purple smoke going on. We have the lights out. We have spotlights flashing around. It's actually kind of a neat setup. It brings out, I think, some excitement for the kids, and they really enjoy it. And hopefully get them pumped up, ready for a good start.
It's a lot like Friday Night Raw, Brian.
We need someone coming from the rafters or from the stands, Bobby.
If we get somebody dropping from the rafters, I'm leaving town.
Coming in tonight, Bob, what do you expect the Panthers and the Indians? Obviously, it's a MAC game. We know it's going to be tough and physical, but what do you expect
exactly
from the Panthers?
You know what? Like I said earlier, they've got some experience. Doug's got a good thing going up there. I would expect the Indians are going to have to come out and be ready to play because Parkway, even though they are 2-2, playing with Gresby like the way they did, I'm expecting a heck of a game. And if the Ford ain't ready to go, Parkway could come in here and take one from them. So yeah, with that being said, we're going to have to be ready to go.
Well, and looking at the scores for them, last week we played well against Jay County here at home. And, usually those games are 1 or 2 point ball games. And for us to win by 10 points, I think, that kind of maybe says a little bit about this team. But also, I think looking at their scores, when you and I were looking at the scores through the JV game, one thing that stands out to me is the Van Wert game.
Absolutely.
Because they beat Van Wert. And Van Wert, if you know anything about Van Wert, is really good this year. So for Parkway to go beat Van Wert, and I think that was at Van Wert,
I believe, yep.
That is a good win for them. So
yeah, that's a good signature win. And like I said, it's MAC basketball. You throw out the records right now. We're going to go battle here in a couple seconds, and we're going to find out what the fort's made of. We need to get a win tonight. You know, tough loss last Friday to Versailles. So hopefully we can stay balanced. We've been really balanced so far this season in scoring. So hopefully another balanced effort. Maybe pick up the defense a little bit tonight and get a W.
Hey, I'm glad Joe Bruns and Dave Blockberg decided to sit down so we could actually see the game here in front of us here a little bit. I appreciate that.
There ain't much hair in front of us, I can tell you that.
Clay Schmitz is getting ready to jump for the Indians, as well as Caleb Caney for the Panthers, and the Panthers control the ball. Up top has Dylan Hughes with the ball. Nice looking athlete.
Yeah, Hughes looks like he's put on a few pounds here since last year. As a sophomore, he was a little frail, but he must have found the weight room over the summer, Brian.
And a quick call on a moving screen by Corey Walls. What a way to start the game on first 9 seconds, get a blocking call. Derek Jeudy over to the right side, ready to run a set here. Looks like Grant Kanapke coming off of double screen to the left side wing. Quick three. Looked like he got fouled, but no call. Parkway corrals the rebound, pushes in transition over here to Dylan Hughes. Drives the middle, tacks the paint, spin move. Up and no good, Grant Kanapke with the rebound.
Great job by Brian Benn there to wall him up, Coach.
Yep, runs into his cousin, knocks him down. Up top, Derek Jeudy again calls, Coach Milton calls a set. Derek Jeudy runs it here. Looks very similar. Clay Schmitz up top with it. Swings it over to Regan Martin. Derek Jeudy comes up with Brian Benn back screen. Back up top to Clay Schmitz. That's a back up top here. Reset. Looks like he might be trying to get the ball inside to Brian here a little bit. Up top to Clay. Maybe a little high-low action. Nothing there.
Yeah, Brian Benn's being guarded by Nick Hawk right now. He's giving up about 4 inches and about 50 pounds. So if we can get Brian down on that little block, we should be all right.
Parkway in transition. Clay Schmitz with the deflection. Regan Martin corrals the loose ball. Derek Jeudy drives in. Kick out to Regan Martin. Regan Martin drives baseline. Up and no good. Caleb Kenny with the rebound. Parkway to set it up here. Slow it down here a little bit. Coach Hughes yells out motion. Caden Slusher tries to get some offense, get some movement here going. Looks like they're trying to get it inside to Hughes. Kick it back out. Number 10, Corey Walls with the three. Off the glass. No, boxed out inside. Great hustle rebound by Nick Hawk. Back up top. Parkway sets it up. Swings it over to the left side in front of our home crowd. Back up top. Working the ball around. Looking for a back screen inside. Finds him inside for Caleb Kinney. Indians swarm the post, and we get a traveling call.
Yeah, the fort's almost kind of in a pack line defense, a lot like University of Virginia plays, where they close out on the ball. Everybody else is in the paint. As long as you get out on shooters, you're fine. Trying to really take away that drive.
Again, another set coming down the floor. Derek Jeudy right side looking for a ball screen, but Brian Benn refuses it, but gets a great screen for Grant Kanapke. Up for three, no good, but Brian Benn crashes the glass and gets called for the over-the-back.
Tough one on Brian there. Just went for the rebound, kind of got his feet out from underneath him, and just kind of ran the guy over there. So tough first foul for Brian Benn.
Great set, though.
Absolutely.
Great screen by Brian. Grant had a wide-open three. Great coming in behind. Derek Jeudy drove baseline and got him. Grant coming in behind that. Just like you said, Bob, great driving kick out again. Pack line, they give up the three. Indians do not block out, though, and Caleb Kenny gets a offensive rebound putback and a foul on Clay Schmitz. So just like you had said, Bob, pack line defense trying to protect the drive. They do that. Parkway does do that. Drives to the middle, kick out for a wide open three, but unfortunately we don't get a box out. Ooh, cross the line, yep. There we go. Acer did call that one. Official for tonight. He did cross the line for the ball, hit the rim, so no good. 2-0 right now on the first quarter scoreboard here for Wabash Mutual Telephone. Offense down on this end, dribble weave, little handoffs here. Grant Kanapke, oh, had a great pull-up jumper, turned it down, but kicking to Brian Benn for a finish. 2-2 right now, tied up. Parkway slowly come down, calling for a horn set. trying to get a little UCLA cut for Hughes inside off of a back screen for a post-up. Work the ball around to the perimeter over there. Corey Walls in the corner. Drive in and scores inside for number 22, Caden Slusher. Nice little drive. No help side for the Indians on the backside, unfortunately.
Caught asleep in there.
On offense right here, getting a little dribble weave action. Grant Kanapke inside. Misses the layup. Great offense, though, for the Indians. Got to the hole, just missed a little left-handed finish and knocked out by the Tribe. And a host of Indians coming in. Looks like Gavin Toby and Ryan Post coming in. Derek Judy and Brian Ben will check out. So right now we have Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, Regan Martin, Clay Schmidt, and Grant Kanapke on the floor.
Dylan Hughes is going to bring it up for the Panthers. Indians are still kind of sagging in that defense. He's guarded by Gavin Toby here. Swings it over. Hawk posting up down low. Back out to Hughes for a three ball. Got it. Dylan Hughes with a three.
Good looking set right there for the Panthers. Panthers are up now 7-2 after the offensive rebound and now the three. It is trying to get the ball inside to Clay Schmidt. Good drive. Up off the glass, a little too strong. Parkway with the defensive rebound. Slusher in transition right here to Hughes. Looking inside for Hawk. Nice little lob pass. Up and in. Too easy of a catch. Inside.
Yeah, Hughes. Hawk just had Ryan Post body down low. Caught it on the lower block and just powered it up through him. Too much body there.
And he's a well put together young man, Nick Hawk for the Panthers.
Heck of a football player, if I remember, Brian.
Yes, he is. Right now, the Indians are trying to run some offense. Coach Melton looks like he wants a timeout and struggling to get the timeout because it's that loud in front of the Parkway bench right here. The Indians are now trailing 9-2 with 3:28 to go and in the first quarter right here. We'll take a short break here with them and hear from our first quarter sponsor.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Tomorrow, the defending state champions in Division IV Crestview Knights will be into the Fort side. And prior to that, we do have a Traveling Tribe German dinner starting at 4 o'clock. And there is no longer pre-sale tickets for that. Anyone who likes to come up and have some German food is more than welcome with some sauerkraut, mashed potatoes, apple sauce, and roll and sausage. So come on up to the Fort side before that and help out the Traveling Tribe.
Regan Martin for the deep three, just short. Clay Schmidt tips it out. Great Kanapke crowds it. Grant's going to get him set up here. A little shake and bake down the lane. Nice move by Grant. Just can't finish it.
That's two good drives by Grant Kanapke and just left them both off the back end of the rim.
Parkway pushes it down.
Great hustle. Loose ball tipped away. Nick Hawk and Ryan Post both dive for the ball. It goes out about bounce on Nick Hawk, and it will be Indians ball.
Ryan Ben and Cale Ramel into the Indians lineup, replacing Regan Martin and Clay Schmidt.
2:47 is going the first quarter right here. 9-2 Parkway Panthers. Indians on the short end right now of the Wabash Mutual quarter sponsor, first quarter sponsor. Indians down in transition over here to Cale Ramel, swinging the ball up top. Ryan Post gets in the short corner into Brian Ben. Turns good inside post feed. Kicks out to Gavin Toby up top. Grant Kanapke drives middle. Kicks over to Ryan Post. Good baseline drive. Up and in with the finish. Nice strong move by Ryan Post.
Parkway quickly up the sideline. Up to Stover. Stover over to Slusher. Slusher to Hawk. Hawk over to Walls. Walls on the wing. Back up to Hawk.
Looks like they're trying to get Hawk inside, posted up on Gavin Toby. Caney driving in on Brian Ben. Spin move, maybe travel, but no call. Inside, up in, good move. possibly got away with the walk right there, but the officials say play on. And he scores inside, making it 11-4 Panthers. Ryan Post dribbling it down. Wide open three. Comes up short. Parkway in transition here with the rebound. A nice little handoff to Kenny inside and gets fouled by Gavin Toby. So Kenny will be going to the free throw line to shoot two free throws here.
Yeah, I remember last year, the Kenny kid, Brian, we had some issues with him up at Parkway. He's a nice player who's tough to handle, 6'4", good athlete. We just ain't got to find an answer for him right now.
You know, we obviously have some size as well, but the one thing is, you know, that was a transition bucket. We just didn't get back very well in transition.
Right.
And he was able to be, you know, kind of outrun our bigs and finish inside. Senior Ian Holman checks in and replaces fellow senior classmate Grant Kanapke. So right now on the floor, we have Brian Benn, Ryan Post, Kel Rammel, Gavin Toby, and Ian Holman. And both free throws were good, so now it makes it 12-4, 1:37 to go on the Wabash Mutual first quarter sponsor.
Ryan Post, ball handoff to Gavin Toby, over to Ian in the corner. Ian back to Gavin. Gavin's quick drive up the middle. Looks like we got a jump ball there.
Going to stay here with the Indians.
Stay with the Indians. We've got Clay Smith checking back in for, looks like, Gavin Toby. Indians will have the ball out of bounds underneath. 1 minute, 24 seconds left in the first quarter, 12-4 Parkway. Inbound to Brian Benn. Benny over to Kale Rammel. Kale's checking things out. Over to Ian on the wing. Ian gets it into Benny. Benny's looking to deal. Little drop step underneath. Too hard. Rebound by Kenny up the middle. Parkway brings it. Stover to the wing there. Back to Kenny. Kenny over to Walls. Coach Hughes is calling a set out here for the Parkway Panthers. Slusher with the ball up top. Indians still in the sagging defense. Hawks wheeling and dealing on Brian Benn. Looks like he got a block at about the elbow on Brian there.
Looks like they're trying to go a little ISO with Hawk in the high post against Brian Benn. Make the big fella try to move his feet here on defense.
Yep, trying to use that quickness with Hawk there.
Derek Judy and Gavin Toby will be checking in, replacing Brian Benn and Ryan Post. Indians might be trying to get a little more speed here, foot speed on the floor.
Dylan Hughes to inbound it for Parkway. Underneath.
Ooh, wide open three. Kicked it in.
Left it too hard.
Yep, a little short. Derek Judy with push and transition. Over to Ian Holman. Swings it around up top to Clay Schmidt. Clay has a chance to get a little one-on-one right here. Takes Hughes inside. And one. Foul with the body. Nice take by Clay Schmidt right there on the clear out. Foul is on Dylan Hughes.
Yeah, Schmidt, he had a nice little one-on-one. He recognized he had the lane to get to the hoop and didn't waste any time. Just battled down and got an N-1 here. We're going to see if we can add to it here. 37 seconds here in the first quarter. 12-6 Parkway.
And Clay Schmidt does step up to the Hall Brothers foul line. And it is good. 12-7 now Indians.
Full recovery, picking them up full court. Parkway's going to turn it over.
A little disgust there for Coach Hughes. I mean, really not a whole lot of pressure. Just a silly turnover by Parkway right in front of the Indians bench.
Yeah, the forward was just looking to kind of make them think about things here. So we got the ball back with 30 seconds. Derek Judy brings it down to over to Gavin Toby. Little ball handoff to Judy. Left-hand layup. No good.
He's missed three layups right now. Point blank layups. We got to be able to finish those. This is a different ball game. If so, looks like Parkway's going to go with one shot. Dylan Hughes is dribbling the ball up with 13 seconds to go. 12-7 lead. Little fake handoff right here. Kenny drives in. Tuzi misses it. Kel Rammel with the rebound. Dribbles down. Regan Martin with the half point heave. Off the back end of the rim. 12-7, end of the first quarter, Parkway Panthers. Quick little synopsis there, Bob.
The forward, like you said earlier, we've missed about 4 or 5 point blank layups. Now they have, some of them have been contested, but we've got to finish inside when we're getting to the rack zone. And if that's the case, we're winning this quarter. So if we can finish a little bit better, we're right in this, and I look forward to do that. So, like you said, 12-7 here at the end of the first quarter. Parkway Panthers on top of the Fort Recovery Indians.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace, except when it comes to internet speeds. Water.
Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place where we've got...
All right. Back to the fourth side here, start of the second quarter, Parkway on top, 12-7 over the Indians. Parkway with the ball, Hughes over to Kenny. Kenny short at the elbow over to Hawk.
Indians really packing it in. Right now, Parkway's kind of confused if they're in zone or man. All you do is cut someone through, and you'll find out if they're in zone or man or not. Little ball screen right here for Hughes. Drive in, kick out for Hawk for three. Good in the corner. Great little set right there to get Hughes off of a ball screen, penetrate a gap.
Yeah, Parkway was pretty deliberate on that set there, and they knew what they wanted to go do, and they did it. So back the other way come the Indians. Regan Martin with the ball on the wing. Little double screen for Cale Ramel up top. Nothing going on. Clay Schmitz with the ball back to Derek Judy up top of the circle. Derek, seeing what we got going on. Fort Recovery is looking to maybe get a ball handoff to Regan Martin. Regan a little one-on-one on the right wing. Over to Gavin Toby. Gavin back to Derek up top.
Right now the Indians really are trying to get a lot of penetration, it looks like. Derek Judy with kind of a wild shot. Cale Ramel in there. Great offensive rebound. Put back Smith. Derek Judy with clutching of the rebound. Clay Schmitz. Nice little turnaround baseline spin move.
Great finish by Clay Smith there. He just used his muscle there, Brian. What a board by Cale Ramel.
Freshman went after that one, didn't he?
Wow, he got up.
A little athleticism by the young man.
Gets that from his mother.
Right now it's 15-9 on the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter sponsor, D3. Wow.
Slusher was about 4 feet behind the three-point line and just drained it.
I'd say that was a step in front of the spike line. A little handoff right here by Cale Ramel to Derek Judy. Baseline drive. Powers up. Misses it. Offensive rebound. Put back and a foul. Way to stay with it, Derek. Way not to give up on that miss.
Boy, the Fort needed that one, Brian. It's 18-9. That makes it 18-11 with Derek Judy going through the foul line here to add to it.
Grant Kanapke is going to come in and replace Cale Ramel right here, and Derek steps up to the 10, or excuse me, the Hall Brothers foul line. 10 covers the tip-off part, messed that one up, but
won't be right.
The first one of the night, I'm sure.
I don't think Buzz is too mad up there in the corner.
And Derek does hit that, make it 18-12, and Indians come back to a 1-2-2 three-quarter trap. Parkway breaks it pretty easy, looking for a charge by Clay, but no call. Finish inside for Corey Walls.
Yeah, I think if Clay would have been a little bit further out from underneath the basket, he probably would have got that. He was just a little bit too low.
And unfortunately, in high school, we don't have that center circle there like they do in college or the pros. Offensively right now, coach is wanting some movement right now, a little stagnant on offense. Some dribble handoffs really is all we're really looking to get on the perimeter. A lot of dribble handoffs, and Parkway is able to guard that right now with these. Derek Judy does try to drive in against Hughes, but able to move his body well. Clay Schmitz drives baseline, turns it over. Slusher with the steal in transition, up top to Stover. Over to Hawk. A lot of sets right now, Bob.
Yeah, Parkway is being really deliberate. They're just eyeing them up and going right at them with what they want to do.
It's that shot drive here by Hughes on the kind of a clear out. It's almost like really watching college teams. Both teams are trying to get the matchup they want.
Yep.
And whatever the matchup they want, they're basically just going one-on-one. Not a lot of screens, not a lot of action. Maybe a dribble handoff or a ball screen, but it's basically a lot of one-on-one. Inside, the Indians fell asleep on the out-of-bounds play. Wide open three by Hawk in the corner. That's not very good defense by the Indians right there. Quickly in transition, Derek Judy throws off a Regan Martin foot. Caney in transition, up to Walls, and Clay Schmitz does draw that charge. Clay Schmitz is willing to give up his body as a coach. You absolutely love that, don't you, Bob?
I tell you what, if you don't like a kid that can take a charge, there's something wrong with you, buddy.
you know, that's a big momentum boost right there. You take away 2 points, you get a foul on the other team. You know, that's probably even better in a shot because now you're not only taking 2 points away, you're also getting a foul. So,
well, if Clay doesn't take that charge, we're down 25-12, and they've got some major momentum on their side.
And right now that puts also three fouls on Corey Walls, one of their starting guards. Yep. So, Derek Jeudy driving baseline, kind of a wild pass to Grant Konapke, opposite side. Misses it. Brian Benn corrals the rebound. Take it back up, big fella. You're wide open. I don't think he realized how unguarded he was.
No, he didn't.
A great hustle by Brian Benn to collect the rebound. Up top for Derek Jeudy. Again, dribble weave handoff over here. Drives baseline. Bodies him up, but misses it. Derek tries to tip it. Dylan Hughes with the rebound. In transition right now. Behind the back pass. That's kind of a little sweet pass. Parkway with the drive. Wild shot by Stober inside. Derek Jeudy with the rebound in transition right now. One-on-one. Drive middle to the Euro step. Dylan Hughes blocks it. Right now, the Indians look maybe, I don't know if the word is lost or not as fluid in offense as we've seen the previous couple games, Bob.
Yeah, it's not a good thing right now the way the Indians are playing. A little out of sync. Really almost kind of selfish in the transition game a little bit. But, yeah, so we got Coach Millen. He's going to call some sets out here and try and get this thing under control here. Let's be a little more deliberate and get what we want. Grant Konapke, step back three, nails it.
Great-looking shot. Great screen by Brian Benn to get Grant open. And Grant drives in, as you said, a little step-back move.
We needed that one.
Absolutely. 23-15 right now on the second quarter of Fort Recovery Insurance sponsor. A little handoff for Nick Hawk here. Drive in, again, on Brian Benn on him. They're probably going to try to go a little iso, let him try to take him off the dribble, see if he can create for himself or a teammate. Stops it in the middle of the paint. No three-second call, though. I'm not sure why there was no count there. Again, Doug Hughes is yelling, you know, be methodical right here. They're calling sets. They're going four corners. 3 minutes to go. He's telling, you know, basically his guys to hold the ball, make him come out. So yeah, he's really trying to spread the floor.
Yeah, they're just going a 2-2-1 with the guy at short corner, just really working on one-on-one stuff because right now the court has no answer to guard their guys one-on-one. They're quicker, and they're just getting by us. We're not buying into playing defense right now. Grant Konapke, another three ball, too long. Brian Benn goes to rebound, no good.
Nice little shovel
Kenny
pass right there.
It up. Gets it blocked and then comes back right in his hands and he goes back up and finishes 27-15, 2:25 left in the second quarter. Parkway Panthers are leading the Fort Recovery Indians.
And nice, Kenny's having a nice game right now, 9 points already here, 2 minutes to go in the half. Regan Martin, 1-on-1, drive baseline, tough head in the short corner. Again, Parkway's walking the ball up. Coach is yelling for a set. It almost reminds me of the old St. Henry teams with Rosenbeck when we were coaching boys, Bob.
Yep.
Basically going four corners, trying to stall. If you try to come out and gamble, you know, they're going to, you know, try to attack the basket and spread the lanes out as much as possible. Basically go one-on-one.
Yep. If I'm not mistaken, I think Rosie stole that off of us, Brian, back in the day.
He did. He did.
And that was the old Trent Brunswick days with Ryan Stogler and the Vance Skyhawk boys.
Yep. Right now, a host of the Indians checking in. You got Clay Schmitz, Ian Holman, Kel Rammel, Ryan Post, and Gavin Toby. So we just went, what, four in? Coach must not have been real happy with our defense right now. Indians trail 27-17 with a minute 44 to go. Ryan Post is walking it up, running a set here, trying to get Kel and Ian coming off the screen. Post up with Gavin and Clay inside. Swing the ball around. Ball screen by Clay and Ryan. Ryan Post packs the gap. Great drive and finish.
Great left-handed finish by Ryan Post.
You know, right now, both teams are struggling to guard ball screens, and that's something that you would think a lot of teams will work on defensively because everyone runs that now. Everything's becoming a ball screen offense.
Yeah, we're not getting out hedging it. You know, our bigs aren't stepping out trying to slow it down. And both teams are just taking advantage of it.
Right now, Parkway's running the old Vercells double screen, back screen offense, kind of what Kansas Jayhawks used to run. And Clay Smith does a great job of stepping out, getting a hand and kind of coming off that screen, and Parkway turns the ball over. So
back the other way we go with Ryan Post, Gavin Toby, Ian Holman, Clay Smith, and Kale Rammel over to Ian on the wing. Ian fakes off of there. Nice drive with the right hand. No good. Kenny comes down with it for Parkway. He's pushing it. 1-on-3. Kale Rammel tries to take a charge. kind of bailed out a little bit. Caney gets his own rebound. Hughes tips it back. Cale Ramel comes down with a strong rebound. Looks to outlet it, and it's kicked by Caney. Full recovery ball.
But right now, coaches are looking around probably for the same thing I am. They just missed. Parkway just had three chances at offensive rebounds, and there was no Indians there besides Cale Ramel trying to battle for the glass. And coaches looking around like, who can I put in right
now?
Yeah,
he's looking to plug somebody in for a little bit of energy.
He's a little frustrated, as I would be. And, you know, just doesn't seem to be a lot of energy, a lot of effort right now on that defensive end and going to the glass and the upper. Indians got to clean that up right here. 33 seconds to go, 27-19 Indians trail. Ryan Post coming off of a double screen. Now Grant Kanapke coming off a double screen. Nice little set. Wide open three. Misses. Cale Ramel working the glass. Can't corral it. Parkway, 20 seconds left. Dylan Hughes right now is running a set. Going to get the last second shot up. Right now Ryan Post is guarding him, coming out trying to get a count. Little dribble handoff for Slusher.
Slusher deep three again.
Wow.
In and out. Rebound Cale Ramel. 3 seconds. He pushes it to half court.
Oh, he got fouled him.
Probably got fouled, but no call. That's going to be the halftime. 27-19. Parkway on top of the Indians.
Great rebound by Cale right there. Dribbling down the transition, as you said. Probably got fouled. They didn't call it. Swallow the whistle there. That's one of those that probably ain't going to call most of the time there. All right, so 27-19. Bob, real quick, what do you think about that quarter?
Well, Parkway is just spreading us out because they know they can take us off the dribble. Fort Recovery hasn't bought into playing any defense tonight, and Coach Hughes knows that. So he's going to go and be methodical. He's going to get the one-on-one action that he wants with that matchup, and they're just going to try to go to the basket and either finish or kick to the corner for wide-open threes.
All right, we'll hear some words from our sponsors right here from Fort Recovery Insurance.
Something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tool. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as
back on halftime right here. We have 8th grade, I was told tonight, 8th grade winningest coach in Fort Recovery history.
Now, that was a guess.
Oh, was that a guess?
I mean, kind of an educated guess.
Okay.
But
when you do it long enough, that probably happened. An old man.
Dave Blockberger and Coach, you are not coaching this year. So, for the first year in how many years?
21.
So, what are you doing with your time?
Watching the little one play now. I'm a full-time parent sitting in the stands, so it's a little different.
So you get to be one of those crazy ones?
I don't say too much. I'm just watching and enjoying.
So he's seventh grader for Baylen, right?
Yeah, he's a seventh grader.
So how's the season going for him?
He loves it. He's having a good time. They're off to a good start. Fun to watch.
So you haven't played Fort Recovery yet, have you?
We have not. That'll be a little weird.
So, and it's over here, so it'll be a lot weird for you.
It was weird last year when Cadence came over and played a volleyball game. So I had to watch my daughter come over here, and I stood against the wall and folded my arms and just kind of took it all in. It's kind of neat, though, knowing everyone on the floor and all the parents. And so there's some good and some bad with it.
Yep. So how's her back doing? I haven't talked to you in a while, so.
She's hanging in there. She's going to play club this spring, so she's hanging in there and just going to play through a little bit of pain. It's never going to be perfect. We know that, but she should be good to go. She just got to battle some uncomfortable nights, I guess.
So just basically take some ibuprofen when that happens, or what?
Pretty much. About all we got right now. We're seeing another doctor here shortly, so hopefully we find out a little more, but she's clear to play. She just got to battle through it.
Now, she didn't have surgery or anything, did she?
Yes, nah. We're trying to stay away from that as long as possible.
Good. So how's Bay doing?
They're 4-0 right now. So we had a battle at St. Henry last night, so that was fun.
Good. So do you still have eighth grade gym class?
I have half the eighth graders right now, and I have the other half after first of the year. So yeah, I see you. All the eighth graders.
So you will then know, you still know all the kids out there playing then as Fort Recovery's playing against them.
Yeah, I should know. Well, I'll know most of them, that's for sure. And I saw them last year. They were on the seventh grade team last year, so yeah, I'll know them all this year.
Good deal. So football-wise, you still worked in the press box a little bit up there, didn't you?
Football-wise, I am press box only on Friday night, so I still got my football fix there and get to throw my 2 cents in and have some fun up there still and get the Friday night experience. But yeah, I do miss the practices, but I'm pretty much Mr. Mom during the week, taking Bay to practice, taking Cadence to dance, volleyball, watching her game. So it's busy. I do miss the everyday football practice, though. I enjoyed that for 21 years also. So
Chris is probably glad you're actually home.
I'm sure the house is a lot cleaner.
I don't think we're home. I don't think I see her anymore.
Faster in the hallway.
So you had these coached against these guys last year. You probably coached against all these guys in for Parkway. So is this kind of what you expected in this game?
I wrote that over here, and I said, we're going to see two battles tonight. They'll both, good chance they both come down to the wire. JV obviously did already, and this one, we'll get back in it. We missed too many layups.
Yeah,
we'll figure some things out in the second half.
That's exactly what we're saying. A lot of missed layups. We'll be fine.
I think probably need to maybe pick up our effort a little bit on the defensive end as well. I thought we had some defensive possessions where maybe didn't get quite some of that effort. But both teams really seem to be kind of going a lot of kind of ISOs, don't they? Try to find a matchup almost like college games.
I can hear Coach Hughes yelling it out. He'll yell at the kid's name, and then you know they're going to throw him the ball, and he's putting his shoulder down and getting to the rack when he sees a matchup he likes.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's definitely what Parkway's doing.
And, you know, really the Indians, just a lot of dribble handoffs. You know, we've had a lot of opportunities to be able to get to the basket ourselves. You know, Grant, Derek, Regan missed a couple layups, as you said. We hit those. You know, this is a completely different ball game.
Right. I've liked the minutes that Ryan Post and Cale Ramel off the bench. Those guys had – Cale was – I don't know what he had – 3, 4, 5 rebounds. And he was getting up in the air. Ryan Post had a couple nice finishes at the hole. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. You know, Bob talked about this last week. Posty just brings a kind of a calming presence to us when he's on the floor.
I agree. I coach in eighth grade. He handled the ball a lot for us. Him and Derek took turns being the point guards. But, yeah, Ryan's he's a guy you know what you're going to get out of him and a kid you can trust. And, yeah, I like his game. And when he's hitting shots, it makes him a little bit quicker, too. So if he can hit an outside shot, then he has a lot better chance to get into the rack also.
Kind of has an old man open gym game to himself, doesn't he?
He's got that. That's why. That's kind of what I'm saying. He needs to hit the outside shot and it makes him a step quicker, that's for sure.
You still play over at Coldwater Open Gym?
I try.
For you.
Better than a treadmill, so I'd rather play ball. I need a ball to keep me running up and down.
I gave that up. I called it quits and just the couch and I are good friends now, Block.
I'm probably not too far away.
Hey, well, thanks for joining us here. We'll take a break and hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, 2016 Buick Enclave front-wheel drive with leather, heated leather seat, remote start, backup camera with 33,000 miles
I said don't ever shoot it.
Also in the 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seat, remote start, backup camera with only 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south.
Get your arm up last night.
Ford Recovery, Ohio.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, back, a couple things here. Tim Cupboard, stop in to the Tim Cupboard for all your morning coffee. Now open at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. Have espressos, lattes, cappuccinos, great sandwiches, wraps, salads, and soup. Choice of four soups every single day. So you could get one of those, Bobby, before you head off and go cut some hair in the morning.
I'm more of a glass of milk and a protein bar type of guy, Brian.
Give me my eggs every morning, Bob, and I'm set.
That's how I keep this boy's figure. All right, hey, halftime scoring real quick. For the Panthers, we got Caney with 9, Hawk with 8, Slusher with 5, Hughes with 3, and Walls with 2. For the Indians, we got Brian Benn with 2, Clay Smith with 5, Derek Jeudy 3, and Grant Kanapke 3. And Regan Martin with 2.
And the Indians do go with their starting lineup out on the floor. Great drive by Regan Martin to start off. Gets fouled by Stober. So Regan Martin will be going to the foul line. The Hall Brother foul line.
Hall Brothers foul line, yep.
See Hall Brothers for all your tractor needs. Regan Martin up and hits the first one to give us 27-20 right now, 7:45. We do have Brian Benn, Clay Schmitz, Regan Martin on the foul line, Grant Kanapke, and Derek Jeudy out there on the floor for the Indians. Second one is good. Cuts the lead to 6.
Fort Recovery is going to pick them up with that 1-2-2 full court. Kind of a token D, not real aggressive, just making them think about it.
Maybe trying to speed them up, but also get them uncomfortable
absolutely,
a little bit.
Absolutely.
And Parkway is very methodical. We said this a lot. Feel like almost like a broken record, but taking their time, working the clock. 3 in the corner by Hughes and misses.
Clay Smith with the rebound up to Derek Jeudy. Derek's going to push it over to Grant Kanapke on the wing. Grant dribbles out. Ball handoff over to Regan Martin. Regan another ball handoff to Derek Jeudy. Derek eyes it at the top of the circle over to Grant on the wing. Grant, a little floater on the baseline, too short. Ryan Benn with a push on the rebound. That's going to go back Parkway.
And I'm assuming Brian Benn's going to be coming out. Yep. Got 3 fouls on the big fella there. If you're going to get fouls as a post guy, you want to get him crashing the offensive glass and protecting the paint inside. So, again, Indians are 1-2-2, three-quarter court. Making the Panthers think here a little bit, probably speeding them up. Again, no problem breaking it.
They're trying, Brian, but once they break it, they're pulling it back out, and they're doing like they did the first half. They're looking for that one-on-one that they want to get, that matchup, and they get it right there with Kenny. Drives in, powers up over Gavin Tooby for 2 more.
That's a nice inside power move right there by that young man. Indians in transition, side ball screen by Clay Smith and Derek Jeudy. Clay's posted up inside once, but we don't get it. Swing it over there to Regan, and Regan comes right back over the same side. Replaces Derek Jeudy with the ball. Drive middle. Drives in and draws the foul. They're staying out of bounds. I'm thinking if you call that foul, it's got to be in the act of shooting. But not called that way, and they're getting paid to do it, and we're not. So
no.
Take it out.
No, they didn't even ask us for our opinion on that one.
Posty takes it out, triggers it inbounds to Grant Kanapke off the Clay Schmidt screen. Nice little 15-foot jumper on the baseline. Cuts the lead in 29-23.
Hawk right down the sideline. Gets it over. Kenny to Hughes. 3 ball. Got it.
Good offense by Parkway for a wide open 3 by Dylan Hughes. Right now, Parkway is pretty much controlling whatever they want to get, they can get right now on the offensive end.
Great curl screen by Grant Kanapke. Little pull up in the lane. Leaves it a little short. Gavin Toby with the offensive rebound putback miss. Clay Smith with the tip. Caney gets a rebound but falls out of bounds.
To 23, 5:44 here in the third quarter. Cal Pharmacy third quarter.
Alright, sorry for some technical difficulties, but technologists decided to reboot the computer right in the middle of the game. So
right now it is 2:20 left in the third quarter, and Indians trail 37-31. And Parkway has the ball right now in the corner by Stober. Deep three misses it. Gavin Toby with the rebound. Indians have right now Derek Jeudy, Gavin Toby, Clay Schmitz, Kel Ramo, and Grant Kanapke on the floor. Inside to Clay Schmitz in the high post. Clears out, go one-on-one. Drive in. Trips over the Parkway defender. No call. Looks like Clay might be hurt here a little bit. Rolling in some pain. I think he got rolled his ankle on that drive when they kind of locked legs there. So in that time off here, the Indians kind of creep back in it a little bit on the offensive end with a couple nice drives by Grant Kanapke and Clay Schmitz inside. And Parkway answered with Dylan Hughes and Caleb Kinney inside to add some points. Kinney has 14, I believe, for Parkway.
Yeah, the force trying to get it up and down a little bit more here this second half, and kind of almost giving Parkway a little bit of taste of their own medicine, trying to find that isolation, one-on-one stuff.
Parkway turns the ball down. Well, you're fine.
Parkway up top, Dylan Hughes swings the ball over to Jason Luce. Up top to Stober up top, misses the three. Grant Kanapke with the rebound. Drives down the floor, hand off to Kel, back to Grant, wide open three. Misses on the front end of the rim. Dylan Hughes with the rebound.
Parkway's going to bring it back. Hughes over to Slusher. Slusher in the corner. Got it.
Gavin Stober with the three. Quickly, Indians quickly in transition. Derek Jeudy down to Kel Ramel, drives baseline, nothing there. Turn around, pivot, swings it back up to Derek Jeudy up top. Great drive by Derek. Kel kind of gets in his way. Derek loses the ball. Parkway in transition right now. Stober over to the loose. Blocked by Gavin Toby. Ooh. Good hustle by Brian Benn and Nick Hawk, and they get tangled up. It's going to be a foul on Brian Benn. Good hustle play by Brian Benn. Unfortunately, that's big fella's fourth foul, and he's probably going to have to come out. Although Derek Jeudy comes out, and Grant Kanapke comes out. Looks like Ian Holman's going to be checking in for Brian. So right now, 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Cal Pharmacy scoreboard right now, 40-31 Parkway, and they're triggering it out underneath their bucket. Hughes takes the ball out, throws it to Hawk in the corner, steps in bounds for a post-up. Coach Hughes says, hey, let's come out here and at least get a good set that they want. Cal Ramel try to press him right here, not let him just dribble the ball out. Hand off to Kenny. Gavin Toby's on him, defending him up top. Picks up his dribble. Good denial defense there by Regan Martin. Over to Hughes in the corner, looking for a little trap for the Indians. Hughes dribbles out of that. 20 seconds left to go. Definitely taking one shot right here for Parkway. Going either up 9 or up 12. Nick Hawk drive high post up and in on Ian Holman. 42-31, 6 seconds left. Ryan Post dribbles in transition. It's Kel Ramel, wide open for 3. Good at the buzzer. Kel Ramel for a nice 3 in transition by Ryan Post.
Boy, that was a much-needed 3. That's going to keep us in range here, making the score 42-34. End of the third quarter, Cal Pharmacy.
All right, we'll take you to
this Christmas. Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your KFIH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
This is Chad from Waller Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And back here on the fourth quarter sponsor by Fowler Mechanical, Chad Fowler. See Chad for all your plumbing needs and HVAC and everything else that he does. Indians are down 34-42 to start here. Parkway triggers the ball inbounds. Ooh, good drive in there by Dylan Hughes with the layup. Toby tries to take the charge, but no call. Indians in transition. Ball screened by Ian Holman on the side with Ryan Post. It throws it up top to Regan Martin. Looks like the Indians are getting in a set here, trying to get something here. Need a good look. Got plenty of time to come back in this game. Indians are down 10. Good drive in by Ryan Post. Throws it, leaves it up high in the air for Gavin Toby. Gavin does get fouled.
They called that on the floor, did they, Brian? I thought he maybe got him shoot two here, but it's like we're going to inbound it underneath. Drake and Athens going to check back in for Ian Holman. 7:25 in the fourth. The Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter here. 44-34. Parkway Panthers on top of the Indians. Posty throws it deep to Regan Martin. Martin at the top of the circle. Back to Ryan Post.
Looks like we got a wet floor. Condensation on the floor. Coach Niekamp's been busy down there about his fourth time of making a trip out there with the little floor mop.
I'm not sure. Is that in his contract with AD and head football coach?
I wonder if he had to apply for that job.
He probably had to get approved. There's no doubt about it. He does a fine job, though. Fits his hand well.
Brian Bend checks in, replacing Gavin Toby. Looks like Clay Smith is coming in. Ankle feels fine.
I think they just put a little honey on that ankle and healed him up pretty quick.
So we got Grant Kanapke going to trigger the ball in. We got Clay Smith, Brian Bend, Ryan Post, and Regan Martin on the floor now for the Indians. Up top to Ryan Post. Grant's coming off a little back screen by Brian. Stagger screen for Regan Martin up top. Clay Smith has the ball. Drive in. It's got to be a foul, and it was.
Boy, Ryan Post just took one in the jaw on a screen up top here with no call. That could have definitely been a foul on Parkway. He just ran him over. But, hey, no call. Mac basketball, what do you expect?
He's right now checking the cobwebs a little bit in his head. He got the bell rung. Clay Smith steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line, and good. Clay's a good free throw shooter. So when he gets there, hopefully he continues that all season. Right now, 44-35, Indians trail. Gavin Toby checks in for Brian Bend. Clay Smith, second one's good. Probably a little press coming on here. A little token man-to-man. Parkway slowly walking ball up. Flusher up top, swings it to Caney. Caney's looking, trying to get Hawk coming off of a curl screen. Hawk has the ball up top, throws it over to Hughes.
I'm a little surprised, Brian, that Parkway did not stay in that spread. They're more in a motion offense now. And I would have figured being up eight here, they would have really spread them out again. But no, looking more like a motion offense. Caney for a three up top, nails it. Motion offense. Caney just comes off a nice little screen from the top of the key and buries it. Back the other way. Regan Martin knocks one down.
Quick answer by the Indians, which they need right now because it's an 8-point ball game. So
we're going to have to start getting some stops here and some quick scores, Brian, if we want to win this thing.
Yep. Right now, Parkway's running kind of the old Van Wert offense, shuffle cut around, running little curl screens, back screens. A lot of movement right here with all five guys, so everyone has a chance to play in the post and on the perimeter. See what mismatch they like. Hughes up top, fakes the three, over to Stober. Swings it over to Rogers. Inside for Caney, and a blocking call on Regan Martin. First time I've seen the Caney kid, and he's a nice player, Bob.
Yes, he is.
They don't have him listed on the scoreboard yet, but I know he had 14 before he went out, and he just hit a three, so I know he has to have at least 17. Right now, the Indians are led by Regan Martin with 9 and Clay Smith with 9. Grant Canapi has 7.
Yep, Kenny's with 17, 18 yep. Actually now for Parkway. Lead him.
Has a chance for one more free throw right here, 48-39. Parkway did win the JV game as well in overtime, 36-35. Port Recovery led the whole game in regulation until the last 8 seconds or so and never led in overtime. So it's that one, goes up 10 again. Kind of, we haven't been able to really cut it under that 8-point lead. It's kind of stayed 8-10 the whole second half here. As you said, we need a stop. Right now, we need a score. And then worry about getting that stop for the Indians. Derek Jeudy up top. Swing Regan Martin. Little side ball screen action again. We got Brian Ben Iso. We got to get him in there, and we finally do. He could dump it down the Clay backside wide open because they're doubling inside. Derek Jeudy with a good drive. The misses, and Brian Ben's able to corral the rebound and get fouled on his putback. Missed it. We'll be going to the Hall Brother free throw line and shoot 2 free throws. 49-39. Parkway Panthers lead with 5:34 in the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter sponsored by Baller Mechanical.
Brian Ben knocks down his first free throw. That makes it 49-40 here in the fourth quarter. You know, right now, the body language of the Ford is not what I like to see. Parkway kids are still pumped up. They want to get this win. And like I said, I'm not liking the body language of the Ford. We're going to have to get things going here real quick. Brian, second free throw up and in.
It's the second free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line. Again, it's trimmed to lead to 8. Indians here in the 2-1-1-1. Is that what this is? I don't know if I've ever seen this before, Bob. Is it a 1-2-1-1?
Let's call it a 2-2-1. How about that? I think Derek's just creeping up. There we go. Now it's, yeah, more of a 2-2-1. Looking to trap at half court. Now we're trying to speed him up, Coach.
The lob pass.
Lob up the Hawk. He's not going to be able to corral that.
And Coach Hughes is taking both hands and saying, hey, let's slow it down and settle down. We don't need that.
No, absolutely.
Good defense, though, by the Indians, getting what we wanted, the turnover. Sometimes you don't necessarily have to get a turnover. You have to get a quick decision, and that's what we got from us. We get the ball back now.
I'll just say Coach Mellon's going to run a set here, get something good. Over to Grant Canapke on the wing. Grant back to Derek at the top of the circle. Yeah, Coach Mellon's trying to run a little ISO for Regan. Get Grant coming off a curl screen, top of the key, three-pointer, nails it.
Big shot by Grant Canapke. Cuts the lead to 5, 49-44. Indians again pick up full court press.
Coach Hughes gets a quick timeout. He's not liking it. That's a little bit of the fire that I was looking for from the Indians. After Grant hit that shot, it's like the light bulb came on and it's time to go.
All right, we'll take one with them. Full timeout here at the fourth side.
Serving the Port Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need, from installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
and we're back. Baller Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Right now it's Indians trail 49-44 with 4:54 to go.
Indians are going to start back on that 1-2-2, looking to trap a half court, throw it deep over to Hughes. Still looking to speed him up. We're going to trap over in the corner. Hughes kicks it up to the top. All those throwing back, and yes, Parkway turns it over. Indians are going to take the ball over. They're doing exactly what we want them to do right now. Brian, what are you thinking here?
Well, I definitely like this because right now they're trying to be methodical, and right now we want the pace to speed up a little bit. And, you know, teams at this point are just they're really playing not to lose the game versus playing to win the game. So it's easier to come back on teams that are playing that way. So.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Clay Smith drives in on the baseline. Great kick out by Grant Kanacki. Bad closeout by Parkway. Clay drives in and gets fouled. Doesn't have a chance to get it up as they kind of took his arm off on the shot. So Clay will be going to the foul line, the Hall Brothers foul line. He's shooting two free throws here with 4:28. Chance to chip into the lead with the clock stop. Big play for the Indians.
Clay knocked down his first one. That makes it 45-49.
Brian Benn and Grant Kanacki check out. Regan Martin and Kel Rammel check in.
Clay misses his second one. Parkway comes down with it.
Hughes pushes it up to Slusher with a three ball and nails it. Wide open three. Wow. Had bad transition defense by the Indians on a free throw to boot, and we're not ready to guard. And we hit a three, and immediately we're down seven again.
Judy over to Regan Martin. Regan drives baseline. We got a hold out on the wing. Looking like we're going to go to the line shooting one-on-one here, Brian.
Great. Looks like we're playing a little offense-defense as well. Yeah. Brian Benn and Grant Kanapke on offense. And not sure who's coming out, if it's Kel and Gavin on defense or Kel and Regan maybe on defense. But great drive by Regan Martin. Had a chance to go one-on-one against Dylan Hughes and pick up a foul. Regan with the first free throw up and short on the Hall Brothers free throw line, but does get his offensive rebound. Grant drives in. Oh, and, yeah, definitely got fouled a little late on the whistle.
Gavin Toby did a great job, though. Got a hand on that rebound and tipped it up. Grant corralled it, looked to drive in, and now he's going to go to the free throw line and try to make it add two more to it to make it 47-52, hopefully.
Grant eyes it and hits the front of the rim and gets the roll. Some of the friendliest rims here in the MAC, Bob.
Well, absolutely.
Is that why you scored 1,300 points here?
We had different rims back then.
Oh, short. A little short on that one there, Grant, but hits a big one to start us off. So, Parkway again, we're in the trap. 1-2. 1-2-2, it looks like. An offensive controlled foul. We'll definitely take it. Not sure I saw it, but we'll take it.
I'll tell you what, Brian, this has turned on the Indians light here, going this 2-2-1. Parkway's still trying to be methodical, but they're not sure how to handle that pressure, and they're just getting a little rattled, just enough to let us creep back into this thing with 3:50 left in the fourth quarter, making it 62-46 here.
Well, and the one thing you talked about earlier, Bob, is, you know, we just don't seem to have that enthusiasm. And, you know, I think Gavin, Toby, and Caleb Rammel are bringing that in on the defensive effort right now.
They definitely
are. And, you know, kind of speeding things up for us and bringing that through them. I tell you what, you know, you've played here. The fourth side is an amazing place to play. It's an electric atmosphere. You got to be yelling as a coach from the sideline to be heard. And, you know, you have that passion from our fans. You know, the players got to be able to bring that passion out there on the floor as well.
Yeah, and then, like I said earlier, we just didn't have a light on, and that's surprising. You know, a home mat game against a team that you got a really good shot of beating, and it didn't look like our light was on early until we did get the game up and down a little bit. You know, it was almost like they lulled us to sleep with that 2-1-2 half-court spread.
All right, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll get back. It is a full timeout.
Kind of rambling a little bit there.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way.
All right, and we are back on
on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. 52-46, 3:49 to go. Indians are triggering in right in front of their bench.
Hey, Brian, I had to give a quick shout-out to Tony Overton. Not sure where the heck he is right now. He's one of those traveling salesmen. He could be in Timbuktu. Who knows? But he's listening to us. He says we sound pretty good, so I'm not sure if we've got one up on him or what, but he says we sound all right. We're going to take it.
Indians are, I wouldn't say quickly, but probably need to be quickly here, trying to get a good shot up. Running a set here. Looks like we got Grant and Regan coming off of screens from Clay and Brian. Grant thinks about a three, turns it down up top to Derek Jeudy. Drives in, a great kick by Derek Jeudy. Need that three. Sure, long rebound. Clay Smith tips it. Brian Benn grabs it and puts it back up and gets fouled. Great offense by Derek Jeudy, creating a shot for Grant off of a driving kick.
Yeah, right there, what we want to do is we want to either get to the rack, all right, and get to the free throw line, or we're going to drive and kick for wide open threes. And that's exactly what we got, Al. That Derek Jeudy did a great job of kicking out to Grant. Grant missed it, but Brian Benn on the weak side board cleans it up. Now he just made his first free throw, making it 47-52. 3 minutes and 16 seconds left on the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard.
And right there on that possession, everyone did what they were supposed to do. Derek drove, drew a defender, kicked to Grant. Grant's supposed to shoot the three. Brian grabs it if it comes off. Great offense. And does hit a second one. We get a quick rotation. Also, by the way, quick shout out to Dylan Evers, for those who don't know. Had surgery this week, JV player, junior on the team, on varsity team as well. Broke a couple bones in his face. So, seen here at the game. So.
Speedy recovery there, Dylan. Great kid.
Indians are scrambling right now, trying to speed Parkway up. Parkway's taking their time, really not trying to score, trying to play keep away, and Indians do foul right now. We do have five fouls, so we can still be ultra-aggressive right here before we put them on the line. Parkway does have 10, so if they foul, we will be shooting double bonus. 3 minutes to go, 52-48. Parkway will be taking the ball out underneath. Right now on the floor for the Indians, we have Regan Martin, Kel Rammel, Derek Jeudy, Gavin Toby, and Clay Schmidt. And Dylan Hughes will be taking the ball out underneath for Parkway. Coach Hughes is barking out a play. Little box set by Parkway, and our student body there gives me a little Duke hand signal, but Tui's going to catch inside for Caney, but misses it. Corrals the rebound. It's deflection by Regan, but Caney comes up with it. Drives in. Could have been fouled by Kel Rammel, but no call. Dumps it inside to number 10, Corey Walls on the layup. Quickly in transition, Derek Jeudy drives, blocking call. I think on Nick Hawk inside.
Yep, looked like Nick Hawk on the wing there. Derek Jeudy just got by, and Nick couldn't get there in time for a blocking foul.
You know, right now the Indians obviously don't want to be trading buckets, but if you're going to give up a bucket, you definitely got to push in transition and try to get an easy bucket. If you're Parkway, you got to get back, which right now they're not doing a great job of. So great job by Derek Jeudy to recognize that and push in transition.
We got Coach Niekamp back with the floor scrubber. Getting a little overtime tonight.
I don't know if I've seen that thing used in probably
seen
15 years that Dave Kalp purchased it for.
I'm not sure I've seen Coach Niekamp work that hard in my life, and I grew up next to him as a neighbor boy.
Not a lot of shoveling snow. That must have been Johan or Tyler,
that
huh?
Was definitely his brothers.
He pulled rank on that, I guess.
I'm not sure Brent even had a piggy bank.
Derek Jeudy to the free throw line on the Hall brothers. Free throw line. Derek Jeudy up and hits the first one. Good for the lefty junior. Grant Kanapke to replace Kel Rammel.
I'm going to expect some more 2-2-1 here from the Indians to maybe get another quick turnover and a quick basket here, Brian. Derek's second shot up, no good.
Even on a free throw, you can do that too.
And we're going to pick them up full court, man-to-man, it looks like here.
Get matched up, Indians. Try to trap Nick Hawk.
Go ahead, Brian.
Right now, Parkway does take a 30-second timeout. They want to try to get some things under control right here. The Indians are trying to speed them up, and Coach Hughes is not happy with that. So we'll take a short little quick timeout with them.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, back to the fourth side here. Fourth quarter scoreboard, Fall Mechanical. 2 minutes, 28 seconds left. We've got the Parkway Panthers on top of the Fort Recovery Indians, 54-49. Parkway's going to inbound it underneath. Dylan Hughes on the floor for the Indians. Derek Judy, Cale Rammel, Regan Martin, Clay Schmitz, and Cale Rammel. Quick three ball by Parkway in the corner for recovery. Corrals it up the corner over to Regan Martin for a three ball. That's going to make it 52-54. We got ourselves a ball game, Brian.
We knew if we could get that fire in us that we would come back. We're too good of a team not to.
Absolutely. Too many athletes on the floor.
Right now, Parkway's trying to find out what they want to run. Hughes up top, got Hawk inside against Cale Rammel. That might be a matchup they want to explore for the Panthers. Up top to Nick Hawk. Got Hughes inside, set a little back screen. Swing the ball over to Caney. He's been a little quiet this second half. Hughes is up top, swinging it over to Stober. Up top to Nick Hawk. Swing it back to Caney. Right now, just running some clock.
Parkway's still getting that back screen with him, with the screener popping out on the three. We've got to be careful there that we don't let them slip that back screen, Brian. Timeout by Parkway, 30 seconds here.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes. We also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your KFIH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back, and the Indians have made this thing a ball game right now. It's 54-52 on the Fall Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard with 1:28 to play. Parkway taking it out in front of our home crowd over there.
Wow, probably two of the best looking guys in Fort Recovery, Jeff Vaughn and Randy Rammel. At least top five, anyways. Class of 1988, I believe.
Could have got a turnover, and we... Possible. Cale Rammel and Derek Judy go for the trap on Hughes, and ball must have been hit out on Derek Judy's knee, but it looked like it could have been Indian ball. But, hey, we're 80 feet away, and he's 10, so we'll give it to him. Parkway triggers the ball on top to Stober up top. Gets the ball to Dylan Hughes. Hughes dribbles around Derek Judy on him right now. Catches it to Walls. Cale Rammel, freshman, steps up with a big steal. Hands it over to Clay Smith, gives it to Regan Martin. Regan's dribbling down, probably going to take a timeout, and we are a possible 30-second for recovery here, maybe. Nope, full timeout, so we'll take one with them. 1:06 on the clock, 54-52 Indians trail.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Enclave front-wheel drive with leather, heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with 33,000 miles for only $22,900. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with only 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back. 1:06 to go. Indian ball, 54-52. Right now, Coach Leverett, if you are Coach Milton, what is our game plan going on here?
I think we're going to get something definitely going through the basket. Maybe a drive and kick, but we don't need to settle for a three. So I think we're going to run something, maybe get a curl cut, diving down to the basket, maybe get them to slide over and help, maybe a dump down to Big Brian for a power-up.
something along that line, Brian. That's what I'm looking for.
I'm liking, I think, what they call C offense. We get some staggers going both directions. That way we throw a little defense, make them work a little bit, and you got an ISO inside the Brian Bend.
Sounds good. That's it.
All right, Clay Schmitz triggering the ball inside. Ryan Post, got Regan Martin, Grant Kanapke, and Brian Benton. And Coach Hughes pulls out a zone. Great coaching move right there. You know they're drawing up a man set coming in here because they've played man the whole night. And all of a sudden with a minute left, you pull out a zone.
Just enough to keep the forward off balance there.
And they're going. Looks like they're going back man here, Bob. Those are great coaching changes at quarters, timeouts, things like that, because you know they're probably drawing something up just to see if they're going to run the same stuff, make the Indians think here a little bit. Up top, swinging the ball over to Ryan Post, inside to Brian Bend. Double down inside, got some open guys. Kick out Ryan Post for three.
Got
good!
It.
Ryan Post for three. Great kick out by Brian Bend. Good things happen when you get the ball inside, which the Indians do. Right now, Indians lead 55-54, 35 seconds. Milton, I think the extra sixth defender on the floor. You have to get waved to get back. Dylan Hughes drives in. Kick out to Silver. Bounce pass to Caney. Right here's probably the matchup they want. Hughes drives baseline. Ooh.
We got a block on Ryan Post there.
Not the end of the world because we only have five fouls.
No, that's a pretty good foul. That's going to leave 18.9 seconds on the clock. 54-55. The Indians took the lead on a big three-pointer by Ryan Post.
And right now we send our hockey defensive subs in with Gavin Toby, Derek Judy, and Cal Rimmel.
Parkway set to inbound it with Hughes underneath. They've got a 1-4 set across the baseline. Cross screen up to Kenny. Kenny drops up, powers it up, and in.
Right now,
Clay Smith brings it down. Looks like he's going to drive in. We got a quick timeout by Coach Milton with 9.9 left on the clock. 56-55. Timeout, Indians.
And we will take a quick one with them here.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right. So it's...
we're getting heckled right now.
We are. Where's Neil? We need some security, Neil. We got Darian and Chase and Reese in front of us, and they're standing, and we can't see. It's unbelievable. All right, Bobby, so we are down one. Great inbounds play to Caney on a little lob pass. Used his athleticism. Down 56-55, 9.9 seconds, and we're taking it out on the side. Game plan is?
Yeah, no, I would say let's get a ball screen on somebody getting to the basket here.
We still got time. We can get Brian Bend a
time.
Yeah, we can get Brian Bend a touch. So
we're going to start off inbound on the sideline, and we've got Brian down on that block right now. We might try and get something quick to him right now, but it doesn't look like it. So we're going to inbound it here to Ryan Post and see what Post he creates for us here.
A little zone trap, looks like. Grant Kanapke, wide open three in the wing.
Got it.
Good! Good, oh. Grant Kanapke, good. 2.4 seconds. What a shot by your senior, Bobby. 58-56, Indians, 2.4.
A little ice water in his veins, Brian.
Exactly what you want for your senior. And Grant Kanapke comes through with a big shot by Grant. Ryan Post gets the ball. Calm, cool, collective. Throws the ball to Grant, running off of a screen. And knocks down the shot.
Nice little set. Didn't necessarily need that three. But like you said, Grant came off a down screen from Brian on the baseline and was wide open. I think he was going to try and get Brian coming across, posted up, but he was so wide open he had to take it, Brian.
Well, you know, know, it's the exact same play they ran earlier when they got Brian Benn ISO'd inside, and then they doubled down, and Brian was able to kick out the postie. So great action by the Indians right there. We had Ryan Post with the three. Now Grant Konopke with the three. Back-to-back threes for the Indians. So
2:04 on the clock. The Indians are up 58-56. Parkway's going to inbound it on the baseline.
Right now, are you on the ball or are you off the ball?
I think you're on the ball. You want to slow him down. Definitely not fouling, obviously.
And Hughes takes the ball out. I would think he would be one of the kids you'd want to shoot the ball.
Yeah, you would think so.
So right now, you think it's probably coming Caney, don't you?
I would think so. I think we're going to get a screen for Caney going to the foul line. Nope. We're looking deep. He throws it deep.
Regan
intercepted by Gavin. Ball game. Full recovery. Stakes. Comes back and steals one from Parkway.
I would say definitely a steal by Gavin Toby at the end, and also we steal the game. We pretty much trailed from start to, what, 9 seconds?
Absolutely.
9.9 seconds or so left in the game. Parkway definitely outplayed us for most of that game, but Indians show a lot of resolve and toughness. Battle back, back-to-back threes by Ryan Post and Grant Konopke at the end of the game to steal a victory on our home floor and even up our MAC record right now to 1-1 on the season. All right, wow. Woo. Stunning game here for the Indians at the fourth side. We'll take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Is almost here, and Miracle Lanes can help you get ready for your party. Everybody loves their famous wings, so just call ahead for that Christmas get-together you're having. Whether you need a couple of dozen or a roaster full, they'll have them ready for you when you need them. Just call them ahead of time at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick them up. Or if it's pizza you need, you can't beat Miracle Lanes Pizza. Whether it's traditional pizza or their specialty taco, barbecue chicken, chicken ranch, or any of their other varieties, just call them ahead of time and they'll have them ready to go. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will be closing at 2 in the afternoon on Christmas Eve and will be closed on Christmas and New Year's Day. Christmas is almost here, and Miracle Lanes can help you get ready for your party. Everybody loves their famous wings, so just call ahead for that Christmas get-together you're having. Whether you need a couple of dozen or a roaster full, they'll have them ready for you when you need them. Just call them ahead of time at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick them up. Or if it's pizza you need, you can't beat Miracle Lanes Pizza. Whether it's traditional pizza or their specialty taco, barbecue chicken, chicken ranch, or any of their other varieties, just call them ahead of time and they'll have them ready to go. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will be closing at 2 in the afternoon on Christmas Eve and will be closed on Christmas and New Year's Day.
All right, Indians are back. 158-56.
They came storming back, Brian. It took a little while to get the light on, but once we got it on, we looked impressive. We looked like we knew what we wanted to do. Showed some composure down the stretch. We didn't get rattled. That was the main thing, you know. Being down 5 or 6 here and there, battled back, did what coach wanted us to do, got some good looking shots. The 2-2-1 got us back in it. Some quick scoring for the Parkway Panthers. Still waiting on the Fort Recovery final results and scoring, but Parkway was led by Caleb Kenny with 21, Nick Hawk with 10, Caden Slusher with 8, Dylan Hughes 10, and Corey Walls 4. For the Indians, led by Grant Konopke with 14, hitting the game-winning 3 from the corner. Clay Schmitz, 10. Derek Judy, 4. Brian Benn, 8. Regan Martin, 12. Ryan Post with a big 7. And Cale Rammel, the freshman, with 3. So once again, both teams very balanced. Just kind of like we thought it was going to be. You know, talking with Coach Blockberger at halftime, we knew it was going to be a battle. And then that's what it was.
And in the JV game, Indians came up short on that one. Led most of the game. And ended up sending it to overtime. And there we end up losing 36-35, so we walk away with the split tonight. Owen Judy led us with 23 of our 35 points. Next was Caleb Evers with 6, Cal Rammel with 3, Ross Pearson with 2, and Kobe Wendell with 1. So we'll take a short break, and then we'll come back, and hopefully Coach Milton will be on his way over.
Have you tried our new
new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right.
Hey. I was going to say, they didn't miss very many.
All right, we got Coach Milton back here on the line here. Coach, heart's got to be pounding after that game a little bit.
It is. I got a pig valve in me, and it's really working hard right now.
Kind of a swing of emotions. Kind of felt like we really maybe mentally maybe went into it a little bit, kind of going through the motions, kind of for that first three quarters. I know you really couldn't have been very happy pleased with our defensive effort and our intensity kind of on the defensive end probably more than anything. Yeah. Of course, maybe that something had to do with Parkway and kind of how they were spreading us out and trying to be methodical, but our effort, I thought, picked up a lot more in the fourth quarter, which kind of got us some things going on offense, too.
Yeah, you know, we come out stagnant, obviously, as you guys saw, and, I thought it carried over. I thought our JV come out and was stagnant, and it carried over to our varsity, and, I'm not trying to make excuses for our guys, but, you know, we had a family member in Dylan Evers kind of go down. It kind of took the air out of our practice last couple of days, I felt like it kind of carried over here a little bit, but, you know, we did get some looks in the first half. We missed a lot of bunnies, layups, drives to the hole. Our guys, I talked about execution. I felt like we executed our set plays when I did call them, but we just didn't knock down the wide open looks. Our defensive efforts got to be better, especially transition and, you know, letting Slusher hit that wide open three over there in transition. We're not communicating and talking and, we'll get better, though. It's early. I'm proud of them for fighting through adversity and finding, I talk about fighting, scratching, and clawing at halftime and, clawing their way back into the game one possession at a time. And I felt like they started doing that.
Well, that's one thing you got to be happy about, We didn't play or was not playing our best basketball there for three quarters, but as you said, good teams do find a way to win close games, and we were able to do that and not give up and give in, and kind of got gritty.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's probably kind of how you want your team to play, with some grit and toughness to them, and we kind of showed stretches there of maybe how capable, how good we really could be.
Absolutely. You're spot on. I've talked about, getting after it. I had 50-50 balls on the board. I challenged him to take three-plus charges tonight. I don't think that took place, but, you've seen him trying to take a charge. I was really, just trying to get him to do those hard, tough things that, sometimes some guys aren't willing to do, to get their nose bloody in there. But you know what? They fought, and they executed the game plan there in the fourth quarter. Now, in the first three quarters defensively, it was, I had some other things we wanted to do, but when we got behind, I couldn't do them because they would have just put the ball in the hip and held it. So we weren't able to get into some other things that we worked on this week. So
the other thing I was going to say, too, is before Bob asked a question, is this is a coach maybe you kind of like this scenario, too, because it's kind of like they were kind of maybe doing their own thing a little bit, and then it's kind of like they bought in, and it's kind of, hey, we maybe should start doing what coach wants, because maybe let's try it because our thing's not working. Right. And then you had some success.
Right.
That kind of validates a little bit, hey, boys, we need to maybe listen to some game plan and talk about defense and energy and some effort and some things like that as well.
Yeah, and that's what I told Derek Jeudy. I said, if you're going to be my floor general, you can't go rogue. I've been using the going rogue term on him, and he's like, he's probably tired of hearing it. But Rhino comes in and keeps us, settled in to what we want to do. And, Derek's getting it. It's just he's probably not been used to the structure. He'll get there. Yeah. When he gets there, when we all get there, we're going to be pretty special.
The one thing I'm not sure, we called it a 2-2-1. That kind of got you guys, got the light turned on.
All right, you know, and that kind of made a difference and got you guys back in and got them out of being so methodical.
Yeah. It's actually supposed to be a 2-1-1-1.
I caught it.
The guys are out of place.
They were getting a little antsy. They were creeping up.
Yeah, it's actually a 2-1-1-1. Uh-huh. So, and it's based on where the ball's at in our trapping zones. And we really put that in this week and worked hard on it. You know, Crestview's listening out there. I really put that in for them. but we got a few other presses in as well, so you're probably going to see some other stuff tomorrow.
You've got to be happy with Gavin Toby and Cale Rammel. Those two guys had their light on from the get-go tonight.
They brought the energy.
Thank goodness, because if they didn't, who knows what happens.
Yeah, you know, give credit to Grant for fighting back. He struggled, missed some shots, and, you know, he had a few plays where he might have, you know, I challenged him, might have hung his head or whatever, but he stuck it out. I had him smiling in a timeout down there. I said, isn't this fun?
Well, that
high school basketball,
that doesn't
happen.
Did you take a picture of that?
No, I needed to, but I didn't have my phone on me. But he smiled, and, you know, and that's what it's all about. I just want the boys to have fun, and, you know, the wins are the icing on the cake.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we thought Gavin and Kel were big. Kel had some big rebounds for you.
Yes.
But the other thing is Ryan Post again. I mean, I really like his game. He just brings that calmness. Hits a big three.
Mm-hmm.
You run, I think, probably the same set that Grant hit the three on. You get it inside to Brian. Brian kicks out to Ryan.
Right.
Posty hits the three, and then this time, you know, Grant didn't have to worry about throwing it inside. But,
right.
You know, great execution down the end, and that's what you want to see, especially for a senior hit that game winner.
Absolutely. I drew that play up for Brian, actually. That play was for B-squared, and I knew if they helped in, then we would get the three. Because we were in the double bonus. I wanted to finish it from the line or let Brian get the, you know, high percentage shot.
But, and Grant was so wide open.
Yeah, and it was a rhythm three.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Well, awesome. So, Coach, we'll let you get out here and celebrate this win. And, you know, great win. Proud of the kids coming back. I'm sure you are, too. Real quickly, we got tomorrow with defending state champions, Crestview Knights, coming in. What can you tell us about them?
Well, you know, they got Kalen Etzler. He's a four-star recruit. I believe he's committed to Ohio State.
Yep.
Nice player. They've got another Etzler that's a little guard. It's pretty sharp. You know, they've got a nice team still. I know they've lost a lot, but they still got some pieces there around. And they beat, you know, the Parkway last Saturday in overtime. And, you know, I probably watched that film 8 times. I'm tired of watching it. But, but you know, it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, our guys are going to be up for it. I've been beating the drums all week about Mr. Etzler. And, you know, this is a potential opponent down the road deep in the tournament, perhaps, I believe.
Yeah, possibly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We go north. Yep.
Yep. So.
And I'll tell you what, Saturday night with Crusty coming in here, the German supper
is going to be packed.
It's going to be a full house tomorrow night. It should be a great atmosphere.
I have a lot of people coming over from Indiana because, you know, a lot of people want to see us and see this kid. And it's been a hyped game. So
show those Indiana people what Ohio basketball is about, right?
Absolutely. I brag about it. I tell them it's better. Even though Ohio's a football state, but basketball's better over here. They don't believe me, but they'll see for their own eyes.
They'll find out when they come out here in the Fortisite. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right, Bob, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back then.
Is almost here, and Miracle Lanes can help you get ready for your party. Everybody loves their famous wings, so just call ahead for that Christmas get-together you're having. Whether you need a couple of dozen or a roaster full, they'll have them ready for you when you need them. Just call them ahead of time at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick them up. Or if it's pizza you need, you can't beat Miracle Lanes Pizza. Whether it's traditional pizza or their specialty taco, barbecue chicken, chicken ranch, or any of their other varieties, just call them ahead of time and they'll have them ready to go. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes will be closing at 2 in the afternoon on Christmas Eve and will be closed on Christmas and New Year's Day.
We're back. Real quick, Bob, you want to go through an announcement here?
Yeah, tomorrow night we've got the Traveling Tribe. We'll be hosting a German supper, sausage, mashed potatoes, applesauce, sauerkraut, and a dinner roll on Saturday. Times from 4 to 6. Dinner will be in the Fort Recovery Commons. Pre-sale, no pre-sale. So you want to come on up and eat at 4 o'clock, come on up. You don't have to have a pre-sale. Goes to the Traveling Tribe. So trying to raise a little money for that group.
Awesome. awesome. And upcoming games again tomorrow, we got Crestview coming in. Should be a great game, so if you can make it out tomorrow, do so. Again, to watch your Fort Recovery Indians, but also have a chance to watch probably Mr. Basketball, or chance to be Mr. Basketball in the state of Ohio. He is going to Ohio State, so that's kind of a neat situation because the Buckeyes are third in the nation right now, so they got something going on there, not just in football, but also basketball.
And he's only a junior, Brian.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought he was a senior.
Nope.
6'8", so.
Brian, you got to do some research.
I do, Bob. That's why I leave it up to you. And then next week, looking at our schedule after Saturday, but next week we have nothing really going on until Saturday game with the girls host Arcanum here with JV noon tip-off, and WPGW will be simulcasting that. And then that night we'll be traveling to Ansonia. The boys will play their first road game of the year.
Woo.
At Ansonia.
That's some pretty good scheduling.
That is great scheduling by Coach Niekamp there for the boys. Didn't leave the Fort site, which is a great place to play, the whole month, hardly until the very last game. So that is our schedule there. So Indians win again on back-to-back threes by Ryan Post, Grant Kanapke, to win 58-56 over the Parkway Panthers. And I believe they are now 3-1 on the season. So hopefully we'll be able to check you out tomorrow here to watch the Crestview Knights. Good evening.
Radio.